Oftentimes, I will think about God and about all that He has done for us as believers. And then I think about what I've done for Him, and I kind of put it on a scale, and it never quite balances. Because God does so much for me, and no matter what I do, it never seems to add up. And that's okay, because it's not about what we do, it's about who we are in Christ. When we deal with the Word of God, when we approach the Lord's table, it's very important that we do it in the proper way. And that is why our Lord's table passage comes from 1 Corinthians 11, where Paul is correcting the Corinthian church on the proper way to approach the Lord's table. We read, "For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death till he comes." We've got to remember that the first time that the Lord's table was taken was in the upper room with Christ and his apostles, his disciples, and they had done the Passover supper all of their lives up until this point. And then Jesus shows them his picture for how to do it. "Therefore, whoever eats this bread or drinks this cup of the Lord in an unworthy manner will be guilty of the body and the blood of the Lord. But let a man examine himself, and so let him eat of the bread and drink of the cup." It is very important that we follow Christ in how he wants us to remember his sacrifice on the cross. So what we will do is we will take about 40 seconds in a little while and pray in the privacy of our own relationship with God, confess any unconfessed sins so that when we come to the Lord's table, we do it in an appropriate manner. "For he who eats and drinks in an unworthy manner eats and drinks judgment to himself, not discerning the Lord's body. For this reason many are weak and sick among you, and many sleep. For if we would judge ourselves, we would not be judged. Therefore, my brethren, when you come together to eat, wait for one another. But if anyone is hungry, let him eat at home, lest you come together for judgment." We're going to take about 40 seconds in the privacy of our own relationship with God and confess any unconfessed sins. Doug, would you pray over the remembrance of his body?
Our great God, we want to thank you for allowing us this privilege. Lord, you could have done things many, many different ways, but it's only the way that allowed us to see the true humility of your Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, who became obedient even unto the point of death, the death of the cross. We thank you, God, for this remembrance of his broken body. In your name we pray, Lord Jesus. Amen.
The Bible says, "For I received from the Lord that which I also delivered to you, that the Lord Jesus, on the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, 'Take, eat, this is my body, which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me.'" Amen. Mike, would you pray over the remembrance of his blood, please?
Dear Father, we thank you again for what you've done for us. We thank you for your willingness to come to this earth to be tempted just like we are, but without sin. I thank you for the example that you give to us, Lord. And I just ask you that you will help us to love you like you love us. And we thank you for the fact that you died and your blood covers our sins. And I just ask you that when we sin, we would desire to ask your forgiveness so that we don't lose that fellowship with you, Lord. I just ask you that you'll just work in our hearts and lives. In Jesus' name, amen.
The Bible says, "In the same manner, he also took the cup after supper, saying, 'This cup is the new covenant in my blood. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me.'" Amen. Pastor Don will lead us in the last verse of our hymn. And please remember, there'll be a deacon's fund offering at the end of the service. Thank you very much.